very obvious question on the Sefer. Then with that, we'll be able to answer also why we read Koheles on Sukkos. Why is Sukkos the Chag that we dafka read Sefer Koheles? But let's look at the first couple of Sukkim. Okay? Divrei Koheles David ben David Melech v'Yerushalayim. Thank you so much. Okay, so it's very rare that Shlomo HaMelech calls himself by a name. He gives himself a surname. This is my new name, Koheles. Divrei Koheles. And then he starts giving us his yichus, which also Shlomo HaMelech, although he had a pretty good yichus, Shlomo HaMelech, he doesn't toot his yichus. That's not his job to toot around his yichus. But here he tells us that first of all, I'm Koheles, whatever that means. If you look at Rashi brings down Koheles comes from the lashon of gathering. So Yudvorov Nemorim Behakel. His words were said when people gathered together to hear Shlomo HaMelech's words. So in a way, it's like a triple toot. He's tooting his horn. This is a atkia, tkia, tkia, three tkias. No shvarim. This is tkia, tkia, tkia. He's saying, number one, I'm a koheles. Koheles, I'm somebody who gather a lot of people. People come to my drushes. I don't give drushes to an empty room. That's number one. Number two, I'm Ben David. I'm not stam a guy in the street here. I'm the son of David HaMelech. Thirdly, Melech b'Yerushalayim. I'm the Melech of Yerushalayim. That's not all simple. I'm not a Melech of Yerushalayim. I'm Melech of Yerushalayim. I'm Melech in Yerushalayim. He was actually a Melech b'Kippa. He was one of those kings that had what they considered in that day, in that time, a global kingdom. Again, when we're hearing Koheles on Sukkos, we're just here. Unfortunately, that's when most people learn Koheles. They don't really learn much about Koheles. You're just interested in pretty much that it should be, the pain should end quickly. And you want that the Baal Kriya, your main focus is how quick is the Baal Kriya going to finish it. So you're not busy asking kashas. But I'm telling you, when you look at the first pasuk, what stands out is Shlomo HaMelech is saying, you know, I'm not a simple guy. I'm Koheles. I'm Ben David, I'm a Melech b'Yerushalayim. And then he starts coming down on the world. Hevel avolam, everything is hevel, everything is useless. Oma koheles, everything is useless. Hevel avolam hakol hevel, he repeats it again. This double whammo, he repeats it twice. On the whole world, everything's hevel. Now you should know that Chazal initially didn't like this description. Chazal didn't like this description. Didn't like this description. Because we're supposed to look at the world around us, as the Rambam says, and we're not supposed to understate the world. Adarabba. We're supposed to look around the world and say, look what Hashem made. Look what Hashem created. It's meridic. One of the reasons why the Beis Medrash looks the way it looks, with the windows the way it is, we were just reminiscing this morning, the architect that designed this building, right? We have the Chosh V'Henichu. Designed it in a way that actually, that these windows should be here, but also there should be, he gave us an option to put shutters in front so that when you look in the back, you don't see the building. You don't see the windows. You're just looking at shutters. And there was a reason for that, because those of you that are here for Shacharis, which all of you are, Baruch Hashem, you know that many times of the year the sun comes in so stark here that we heard some chevra used to walk in here with sunglasses. Illegally. Illegal sunglasses. Because it got to be so bright. And I'm not an architect, although I appreciate architecture, I said we will not have those shutters. I said I want when you're in the Beis Medrash. Mezet the Welt. You see the world. You see what Hashem, look at it. It's beautiful. Look what the Eibishtot gemacht. You should know that the Manchester Rosh Hashiva Zechat Tzadik Levrocha, when he used to say Boch Shama every morning, he would stop after he would say, Baruch Sha'amar V'hoi Yo'elam. And he would go, ah, ah. What does ah mean? Look around the entire world. Hashem just made an amida. Hashem created the whole world. You know what it's like when you buy something, a chair that you have to put it together yourself. And it says on the package, easy to assemble. Then you know you have really tzaras. Right? 200 screws. You could sit, that could be a day's work to put it together. The whole world, everything around, the Eibishter said, Misha Omar V'hoi Ela. So the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, when he got up and he said, Psukei de Zimra, he didn't take it lightly. We say, it's over, right? Before you stop, Baruch Shem. He said the words, Baruch Shem, Avahoy Elom. He said, wow. Ah! Givaldik. He appreciated, he took it in. He took in what he was saying. So Chazal didn't like that Shlomo HaMelech Epis is looking at the world saying everything is Hevel. It's all nothing. It's all nothingness. It's empty. It's hollow. Chazal didn't appreciate that. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Bikshu Chachomim Lignoiz a Sefer Koheles. Could you imagine? Chazal wanted to possibly bury Koheles, bury the Sefer. Shedvorom Nirim Kiseisrim Zeze. The words seem to be contradictory. They wanted to bury the Sefer. It's very strong things to say. But as they said Chazal, what saved Shlomo HaMelech? Why didn't they bury the Sefer? So the Gemara says, because of the third Pasuk. First Pasuk, he tooted his horn, L'chaira. The second Pasuk, he said, everything is worthless. The third Pasuk, he says, Ma Yisrael lo'odom b'kol ha'moloi sheyamol tachas ha'shemesh. What do you gain? What do you gain by working under the sun? Putting in, toiling yourself under the sun. Meaning, put your work into things that are more valuable. Don't be busy with all the things that are under the sun. So Chazal say, what do he mean with that? It's better you should be amol with what's lamalam in Hashemesh. You should put your koyches in something that came before the sun. And what is that? That's the Torah. So Shlomo HaMelech implied that you should learn Torah. That's why they kept the book. So the obvious question is, if they thought they have to bury the book, why is this a reason not to bury the book? What changed? In what way did Shlomo HaMelech change? What changed? Now, if you go on in the Sefer, which again, we're going to talk more about it, but Shlomo HaMelech also talks about all the things that he had. Okay? And he says very clearly, Ani Koheles, he repeats it again, in case we forgot what he said a couple of psukim before. Ani Koheles, Ayisi Melech al-Yisrael b'Yushalayim. He tells it again. And he tells us about his wisdom. And then he says what he had. He says, you should know what I had. I had tremendous things. He says, I had vineyards and I had this. He talks about everything that he had. Vayter telling us how great he is. Vayter telling us what's going on. So I'll tell you like this. As I said, the minig Yisrael is to read Koheles already from the time of Chazal. We read Koheles during Sukkot. If we have no Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so we read it on Shmini Atzeres. But the minig really is to read it during Sukkot on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And one of the reasons found in the Avud Ram why we do it is because Shlomo HaMelech said Koheles on Sukkot. He brings down, the Avud Ram brings down, that the Sefer Koheles was actually said on Sukkot. Zman Hakel, he says. We know that Moitzei Shnas HaShemitah, Chag HaSukkot, there was a Hakel, there was a gathering, and this is when Shlomo HaMelech said the Sefer. So the obvious question to be asked, okay, so Avud Ram is telling us that the Sefer was said on Sukkot, that's why we read on Sukkot. But that emphasizes the fact that there's a connection between this Sefer and Chag HaSukkot. Why did Shlomo HaMelech pick Sukkot as the time to say the Sefer? You could say, well, practically, if people were there, that was a good time to do it. Could be. So I'm going to share with you a thought that is riding on a Ben Ish Chai, one of my most favorite Divrei Agaditas from the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai says a gevaldig vault, a great vault. He says, why did Shlomo HaMelech tell us all that he had? What was the point of Shlomo Melech saying all that he had? So the Ben Ishchai says like this, and I confessed to the Talmidim years ago that this, what the Ben Ishchai says, is something that I myself thought to myself when I was a young boy, and I'm that group that he's talking about, the Ben Ishchai, in a not positive way. When I was a kid, about your age, a little younger than most of you here in the room, I heard my first shmooze from Rav Galinsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Amishah, a tzadik, an Adam Gadol, a tremendous, tremendous speaker. He used to get into your neshama when he spoke. He was a short man of great stature. So he got up to speak. First thing I noticed, of course, you know, that age, you look at the guy himself. He's a very little guy. So first, you know, in your little mind, you dismiss somebody who doesn't have a big stature. Okay. Then he got up to speak. There was nothing to dismiss. This was mamish gavur rabba. But he was talking about Kashmir's. His whole speech was about Kashmir's. Kashmir's is, and he was giving mussar to everybody in the room. He was giving mussar to the Rosh Hashivas. He was giving mussar to the Talmidim. Then he was giving mussar to the Koyel guys. And I remember like today, he was turned to the Koyel guys. He goes, Rabbi Sa, you're in Koyel, right? That's great. You're sitting and learning, right? And you're living on nothing, right? You're driving around with garbage, the old junky cars, which today even the Koyel Yungalites have infinities. You know, it's a different vault. It's an under vault. But you're driving around with fahakta cars and this. He says, and that's beautiful, he says. But he said, if while you're learning, you're looking out the window and you see an old friend of yours, he's driving a Cadillac. Today, a Cadillac's a bizarre to drive. But those days, a Cadillac was chosh. Those are people that drive European cars. A Cadillac was a chosh of a car. So if you see a friend of yours driving a Cadillac, he says, and you're thinking, oh, he's so lucky. The Glicklich is there. How lucky is he driving in his Cadillac? It does felt that I didn't pay that. Then you're not adequately appreciating what you're doing. You're learning Torah. Do you value what you're doing, or are you busy thinking about your fakroch on a car? If you really adequately appreciate what you're learning, then you wouldn't be looking out the window saying, "Look at the guy with the Cadillac." I wish I had that. I would like to switch places with him. I'll take his car and let him take my seat next to my chavrus. He said, "But they felt in your Torah." And he went on about Kashmir's. Kashmir's! And then he went, Kashmir's! Stinked! I'm telling it to you almost verbatim the way he said it. Stinked! It's worthless! Hevel Havolim! He spoke like Shlomo HaMelech. It's garbage! So I have to tell you, I was a young boy at the time. What did I think? He's an impressive person. He was saying good Torah. But when he said Kashmir's stinked, I was thinking, Kashmir's is pretty good. Kashmir's a ganz geschmack. LMI, why is Rav Galinsky saying Gashmi is stink? You know why he's saying it stinks? Because he doesn't have any Gashmis. He doesn't even have a Fakroch in a car. I remember I was thinking then, he doesn't even have a Fakroch in a car. My father at least had a Fakroch in a car. He doesn't even have a Fakroch in a car. His kid can't fix his father. I was able to fix my father's Kalachop. Sometimes Chiz HaMesim a little bit. But, right? He, Rav Galinsky's kid, can't even make a Tchis HaMesim on his father's car because it's a Tchis HaMesim, you need something. Like the Taz says, you have the lose, you have a bone, you have something, you need something. So I was thinking, he says, Gashmir stinks. Yeah, that's because he doesn't have any. Maybe if Rav Galinsky had, he lived in America and he had a pool, an indoor-outdoor pool, and he had a BMW. Actually, he wouldn't say Gashmir. He would say Gashmir. Mishkefella. I'm not saying he would say it's the best, but Mishkefella. It's not so stinky. Mishkefella. Rabbi Sai, the Ben Ishchai says exactly what I was thinking. He says, that's what Shlomo HaMelech is coming to tell us. Shlomo HaMelech is now going to give us a whole sefer about Gashmir, that we should know what's important in life, and that these things are not important. So a person could think, oh, Shlomo HaMelech, he was like Rav Galinsky. What does he know about Gashmir's? So Shlomo HaMelech tells you, Hayisi Melech b'Yerushalayim. I was a king in Yerushalayim. I had buildings. I had vineyards. I was global. I had global influence. I'm not sitting in a deer in Meir Sharm in a one bedroom, one room studio apartment with 22 children. Ani koyelas ayitzi melech b'Yerushalayim, and I could tell you, I'm an authority to tell you hevel avol. I could tell you that it's hevel avol. It's hevel avol, and that explains to us the whole introduction. Right away, it gives us a home run why it's connected to Sukkos, because the whole yomtiv of Sukkos is a yomtiv where we leave our homes, we leave our gashmias, we leave everything, and we live totally ruchni. Sukkos is a yomtiv. We live totally spiritual. The whole yomtiv is a spiritual yomtiv. A regular yomtiv, at least when we eat, it's chetzi lachem. Our chetzi lachem on Sukkos is also Lashem. Everything is our eating, breathing, talking, schmoozing, everything is Lashem. Now, but even though there's a lot of gashmis on Sukkos, but every gashmi has ruchni in it. It's thinking like this. When Kohelas started his sefer, and he said, Hevel avolim akol hovel. So Chazal were afraid that we're getting the wrong message. Chazal were afraid that what are we getting from these words of Shlomo HaMelech? We're going to think, oh, the world is this terrible world. See, the whole world around us, it's worthless. That's not what a person's supposed to. The Rambam says the main Avas Hashem comes from looking around the world, seeing how great the world is. Look how beautiful the world is. Look what Hashem created. That's where you get to love Hashem. Memela, that's why Chazal wanted to bury the Sefer, because Nirim Kisaisim, they knew Shlomo HaMelech knew what he was saying. But we won't understand him. We won't understand him. But then Shlomo HaMelech explained it to us. I once told over the Talmidim years ago, it was during a Tainus, and I was talking about the Haftorah on a Tainus, by Mincha. And I was talking about the words of Al Yishalil, Chochom b'chochmosay, al yishalo gibor b'gvurosay, al yishalo osher b'oshray, where we're taught that a person should not be proud of himself. He should not be glorified by the fact that he has money, by the fact that he has wisdom, by the fact that he has strength. B'zois yishalo ha'mishalo haskel v'yodoyos. This is how a person should praise himself. How much he understands Hashem. That's what he should praise himself. So I said, what's pshat? Is the Navi telling us that there's no mila for somebody to have money? There's no mila for somebody to have wisdom? There's no mila for somebody to have strength? I brought many riots that can't be the pshat. The Torah itself glorifies it. The Gemara says in Bava Basra Dav Gimel that there's a special law to treat, to not to be mevaza noshe. Enosi ba'am chalo yisor. The Torah gives respect. There is respect you give to an usher. Chocham, I don't have to tell you how much respect you have to have somebody who has a chocham. They save a tokum. But the altar plays okens, a kono chocham. Even an old goy you have to have covered for because he has life experience, think of all those in Kedusha. Okay? So if that's the case, what is the Navi telling you? So I explain very simple. What the Navi is telling us is everything in the world could be used for something positive. Everything in the world could be used for something positive. You could have money and wealth, and you could use it, mamish, to change the world. You could open up a bikur choylim and achnasus orchem and machzik Torah, and you can. It's noir voyim what you could do. If you're a Zionistic philanthropist, you could help the Israeli government, and you could be also, again, it depends what your sheet is, but you could do a lot of good things out there, right? A lot of good things. Then the money is a mila. The money is a crown to what you are. Because the money then is infused with something that's meaningful. A person could have wisdom. But what kind of wisdom? What do you use your wisdom for? What do you use your chokhmah for? A lot of these serial murderers are very bright. They calculate how they're going to kill people. A lot of criminals in the area of business. Brilliant Ganovin. Bernie Madoff was no fool. But he used his chachma. The Yetzirah got the better part of him. He used his chachma not in a positive way. Physical strength could also be used in a very positive way. Shimshon HaGibor, a lot of his strength was used in a very positive way. It's great. But you could use your strength, chas v'sholem. Says the Novi, Al yishal el chochom b'chochmosoi. Don't appreciate wisdom because you have your wisdom now. That's an end on its own. Al yishal el gibor b'gvurosoi. Don't praise your strength because you have strength. Good, so now you could stand in front of the mirror and see how many things are bulging out of you. What do they call it? A six-pack? Whatever they call it. Right? Al yishal el. If these things are used to increase Kavod Shamayim, to bring goodness to the world, then they're milas. Then the Ashiris is a mila, the Gvur is a mila, everything is a mila. If the things are used positively, then they turn into a mila. If they're not used positively, then it's a chsaron. Shlomo HaMelech, by saying his next pasuk, "My Yisrael lo'adam sheyamol tachas Hashemesh," what he was telling us was, if everything you're toiling for, your money, your wisdom, your physical strength, your health, if it's all for you, hevel avolam, it's empty, it's hollow. But if it's to bring a higher purpose, it's only if it's tachas Hashemesh that it's hevel. But if it has a higher purpose, then it's extremely advantageous. Sukkot is a Yom Tov where all the Jews get together and they realize that everything they do could be infused with spirituality. Your eating could be spiritual. Your sleeping could be spiritual. Everything around you could be spiritual. Memela, that's when Shlomo HaMelech taught us Sefer Koheles. Because Sukkot is the Yom Tov where we realized the world around us is a bracha, but it has to be used in the right way. And that's what Sukkot is. You take the Gorn Chamikvecha, the time of the year where people gather all of their produce. Right now you could take it and fresh, or you could take it and make a mitzvah out of it. But Ospachami Gorn Chamikvecha, you take from everything that's around you and use it for something good. That's when Shlomo HaMelech taught us Sefer Koheles. And that's the reason why we read Sefer Koheles Tafka in the Chag of Sukkot. And that also explains why Koheles gives us this tremendous, elaborate introduction of his influence and his power and what he accomplished to show us that all of those things are milas. If they weren't milas, he wouldn't have said them. But they're only milas if they're used in a positive way.